Okay, good morning. My Sheikh Muhammad Tia Daf Kaf Aleph. We're starting on the Amud. New Perek. Hashem Elu Metziot. We're carrying on discussing the ideas of Ashavat Aveda. I saw there's some organization that set up an Aveda site. And if you said, I'll send you the link. I saw it on the All Daf website. In fact, they sponsored this Perek in the All Daf because now you can actually put in like a lost article if you lost it or you found it. You can ask and publicize. I think it's quite interesting to see. So this is discussing Elu Metziot, right? All the dinim of finding something, lost stuff. If it's we're going to see over the Amud, we're going to get to a machloket Rav and Abaya. This is a question of Yehu Shalom Idat. If a person has abandoned hope, but doesn't even know yet that he's abandoned hope on something that he's lost. Because let's say money falls out of your pocket. Now, money hasn't got a siman. There's no mitzvah to, we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah about giving back money. You had a 200 shekel note in your pocket. The reason why I say that is I put this jacket on this morning and I got to shul and I found a 200 shekel note in my pocket. Okay, so if you got a 200 shekel note in your pocket and you took out a tissue and the note fell out and you're walking, that's Clifford's. There you go, it's Clifford's. Right, so it's gone. The question is, you don't even know that you had the money in your pocket yet to discover that you lost it. So that's called Yehu Shalom Idat. So we're going to see an interesting machloket over the Amud. We'll discuss it. And that's, we mentioned before we started recording the shir. So we know that the Aloch is always like Rava, other than in six cases. That's the case of Yael Kagam. Robert just posted them to the Daf Yomi group. You'll see them on the WhatsApp. Okay, so it's worth remembering. The first one in Yael Kagam, the Aloch is like Abaya, is Yeyush Shalom Idat. That's the Aloch we're discussing right now. So that is the, and the other five are written in the WhatsApp group. You can go into them. Just very quickly, we said the other one was Ayin. Was what was Ayin? Well, I forgot.
Eid
Zomem, right? Eid Zomem, that's Eidim Zomem. And then there was Lamed is a Lechi, that on Shabbos, if Lechi Zomed, etc. Then the Kuf was, we said, Kiddushin Ted Labia, right? And then Kagam was. Gilui daat baget. Right, you got to give gilui daat. You got to be, and then the last one was mumar ochel neveilot lahachis. Right, okay, that's your al kagam. Okay, so we'll check it again at the end of the daf. But everybody remember in the meantime, let's carry. Okay, so Elu Metziot Shelo Ve'elu Chayav Lachris. So the Gemishna says, Elu Metziot Shelo, right? Which? Elu Metziot, which are his? I mean, which if he finds in the his? Ve'elu Metziot Chayav Lachris. Let's dedicate the Shir Le'ilu Nishmat, everybody's died in this war, civilians and soldiers. All the Ptu'im should be healed, and the Chatufim should be returned. And also mentioned Daniel Shimon Ben Doron on his third day of Shiva should be ilu for his neshama. Okay, so Elu Metziot Shelo, which if he finds some he keeps, and which if he finds some he has to publicly start announcing them and try and help the owners find their items. So the Mishnah starts with it says Elu Metziot Shelo, right? These are his matzah perot mefuzarin. If he finds fruits spread out, Rashi says. If he finds fruit spread out on the floor, nityashu abali mehen. The owners have abandoned hope in them. Kadam Rabbi will see that on the Gemara and the Hefka. Especially you're walking down the street, you see a whole, we'll get it in the Gemara. The Gemara's going to discuss it. Rabbi Yitzchak, we'll see Rabbi Yitzchak. We'll see Rabbi Yitzchak in a moment with this idea of how much and how it's laid out. We're going to see a whole long discussion as well. We're going to have an interesting bunch of questions which end up with a take. That was a bit of a spoiler, but anyhow. So that it says that it come efka. Or ma'ot mefuzarin. Or ma'ot mefuzarot. Right, there's money spread over the show. So Rashi says, "Hoel va'ein lam siman nikah." There's no identifiable siman on money. Right, iyushe miyaish. So automatically we understand the guy was mityaish. V'havulo efka v'zeo tam kulam. This is the same reason for all this list, says Rashi, because there isn't a siman muvak. Right, some sort of accurate sign that one can identify what he lost with an apple. You know, say the apple that the what's it called, that piece of the apple that you pull off all the time that hangs on the tree. What's it called? I forget what it's called. What's it called? The stalk, the twig. What's it called?
Stem.
The stem. Right. You can say the stem was green. You know, you can't give a siman for an apple. And money, money, money is money. Unless, interestingly enough, you know, when you get money, if you like change a currency, you sometimes see that there's stamps on the notes. Anyone ever seen that? Like their money changers that actually put stamps on it. I haven't seen it lately, but in the old days, it used to be much more common that guys would actually put their stamp on the money. Anybody ever see that?
Take a forged note to a bank, they stamp it also.
Okay, we're not talking about that. That doesn't help you very much. What I'm saying, but like money counter, money, some type of stamps on it. As a rule, there's no siman on the money. Right? Or krichot pushtarabim. Rashtavia krichot.
Or the serial number.
What? Serial number?
Other than the serial number.
Look, that's quite interesting. Yeah, it's quite interesting because those machines, those counting machines, can actually photocopy the money. Sometimes you get a printout of all the notes. That's quite interesting. If you had a printout at home of, let's say you got a pile, like a wad of, let's say, 10,000 shekels, and you had 100 notes of 200 shekels, you might have a printout of those notes. That's interesting. So the serial number might actually be a siman. Okay, but a coin, for example, we're talking about a coin here. On a coin, there's no serial numbers. That's an interesting one. If somebody look up the halacha, but whenever you find money, you got a serial number. That's interesting. That could be a siman. Krichot b'shnei rabim. Rashi says, what a krichot? Rashi says, krichot omarim ktanim, kamo ma'alumim ma'alumim, like small sheaves. Tagbilam Yerushalmi mecharchan krichin. That's what the Yerushalmi calls ma'alumim ma'alumim, like little bundles of produce that you gather up. V'igulei dveila. This is a classic word about, you know, like figs, pressed figs. So like a cake of pressed figs. Or kikarot shel nachtom, or loaves of bread. Firstly, Rashi mentioned the Gemara says over here, birshut harabim. Right, krichot b'shrabim omarim. Rashi says over here, kol dashinai. Why is that a problem? Because everybody's trampling all over them. Even if you had a siman on these bundles of sheaves of yours, these small sheaves, right? Areu nishchat. It's been demolished. Okay, so even if you had, since in a public place, everyone's walking all over them, they've been destroyed. There's no longer signs left. Then we've got kikarot shel nachtom. Now, what's a nachtom? A nachtom is a baker, a recognized baker. Rashi says, "Kol kikarot anachtomim shavin." So if you're buying like artisan bread, like from a specific artisan, so he'd have his own siman on the bread. So then you could identify. But if it's government loaf, you know, it's standard bread. It all looks the same. There's no difference whatsoever. Machruzot shel dagim. Right. So here, if you've got like, I think the machruzot over here, the idea being that fish, it's like all on a rope, like on a rope or on a thing, like tied up, like in such a way. Like machuzot sounds almost like pearls, you know, like pearls are machurazot, like fed through like on a rope, or like a v'chatichot shebasar, or pieces of meat, or gizei tzemer, chimi medinatan, or wool. Rashi says over here, alekuchin mi medinatan. Look at Rashi. Kamot shehen gzuzot, kishar kol gizata medina, lafuke habaot mi beit ha'uman, ketan sefer. So there seems to be a way that these bundles of wool were all sort of like bundled into the same way, some sort of like standard bundling. But if it was something specific, right, which you bought from an uman, like you went to a guy, like a dyer or something, a dyer, the wools of the case was a little bit different. Vanitze pishtan, and bundles of flax, Rashi says via rishta belashon Ashkenaz, bekomenu pofir, so like bundles of flax, or leshonot shel argaman, now lashon via meaning tongue, but like strands of argaman, Rashi says via tzemer saruk umashuch. This is already wool that's been combed out and drawn, kemin lashon, that's why like a tongue, like it's long and thin, v'tzavu argaman, it's what like argaman, like a dark red, a purple, a black, what's the color there, what else was like argaman?
Crimson.
Okay, ra'elu shelo, all these things that you find, which are standard, and no real simanim, are all yours, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir is the Tana of the Mishnah, right? Just interesting, the Masura Hashas says, in the Gemara Yerushalmi, and in the Rosh, later lehenech gires gimel tevot. The Divrei Rabbi Meir is missing. So the Yerushalmi hasn't got the Rabbi Meir. It's a Stam Tana. Okay, we've got it yet, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol sheyesh bo shinui chayav lachris. Rabbi Yehuda says, as a rule, right, anything that's got a shinui, right, that's different to the norm, is a siman, and you got to add, and you got to publicize it. Ketzad, he says, for example, matza igul. So if you found over here, we spoke earlier on about igule dvela, like a pressed figs. But here you found, Rashi says, a matza igul of dvela, right? But ubetocho cheres, but it's got some sort of porcelain shards in it, right? So it might be in a certain way or something holding it up or whatever. That's already a siman. And that you'd have to announce. Or a kikar, or a loaf of bread, even if it's a nachtom, but a betocho mab, there's money inside it. That's not standard anymore, right? There's a minag, you know, to put a key in. Which is that parsha when they put a key in the bread? I've forgotten. In the challah, when is it? There's some parsha, the minag is the woman put a key in the bread.
Isn't it like right after a chag or something?
After Pesach.
They're coming up soon. Because I suppose if you find a challah like that and it's got a key in it, it's for something like a lumaut. So that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, kol kli in furia. What's in furia? Rashi says, but gemor mefarash. We've seen the gemor what that means. So everybody hold on. We'll say what in furia is. Right? Ein chayav lachri. So kol kli in furia, ein chayav lachri. Just for my own peace of mind. We haven't got you in the gemor that I've seen yet today. What is in furia? How do they translate in furia?
Anforia.
Anforia. Okay. Well, that's a big help.
Right. But the note says it's vessels that are so new the owner is not yet familiar with them.
Ah, so new. I'm familiar with them. I got it. Okay. So, that's why we wouldn't have to machriz, because there's no siman. Doesn't even know how to identify them. Okay. Gemara, let's look at matzah perot before zarin v'chama. So now, if you found, we said the Mishnah said matzah perot before you found fruit spread out. So the Gemara is a question, v'chama, what does it mean spread out? Right, spread out could be, I don't know, like 10 apples in a soccer field. Or spread out could be 5 apples within a square meter of each other. What does it mean spread out? Right, v'kam, Rashi says, chashub, what's called pizur? What's called spread out? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak says, kav v'arba amot. A kav, now we use the word kav all the time, right? A kav is give or take between 1.2 and 2.3 liters. Okay, Rav Chaim Na'e says it's 1.38 liters. The Rambam says 1.2 liters. I bet about 1.2 liters of at school. So what's a liter? I don't know. Let's say that you've got a bottle, a liter bottle. How many apples could fit into a liter bottle? Probably about 6. I'd imagine about 6 apples into a liter bottle, hey? Average size apples, small apples, 5. So 5 apples spread out says over here, kav, but arba amot. Arba amot over here, the idea means 4 square amas. Rashi says over here, kav mefuzar ba arba amot. Aval be gimel amot, if it's within 3 amot, lo have pizur betam, that's not called pizur. So 4 square amas. 4 square amas is like 2 square meters. Okay, an am is half a meter. So 4 square amas would be like within 2 square meters. So 2 square meters, like your kitchen table size. Okay, let's say an average, that might be 1 square meter, 1.5 square meter. Let's say like a dining room table size, 2 square meters, not very big. Okay, 2 square meters. A cover of we'll see, we're discussing grain in particular, but anything of that idea. So there's a... I saw over here, there's a Tosfot. So it's actually Rabbi Yitzchak. Look at the Tosfot here. The Tosfot at the bottom of the Amud, not the very last one, the second last of. You'll see that. It says Avachama, and Rabbi Yitzchak kav ba'arba amot. Tosfot says Tzarich lomar Rabbi Yitzchak gufei ba'i v'chama. That is not the Gemara asking the question. Says Tosfot, Rabbi Yitzchak himself asked the question. And he gave the answer. Right? The Gemara ba'i ma ba'i v'chama. We'll see that on the Gemara. I had a lot of the questions over here. Tosfot understands that the Gemara's question over here is when we said V'chama, it's Rabbi Yitzchak asking the question and he gives the answer. And he says, Kav arba amot. And he says, Hechidami, so how does this work? He says, I derech nefila, if it's fat out, in other words, it's looking sprawled. Like, just imagine that you're carrying a packet of apples and they fell out. They're going to like run all over the show. Right? They don't fall in a concentrated space as a rule. When things fall, they fall and they disperse all over the show. That's what Derech Nefila. So he says, I Derech Nefila, Shnafilu Tuvenami. then maybe, look at Rashi, iderech nefila, im matzaam derech nefila, sheyesh ladat shelo hunchu sham midato, el naflu, that it's clear that the guy didn't put them there that way, but they fell. So nafilu tuva, even more than a kav, more than just, nami, the kavant ain ben siman ayush biyash. Even if it, we said a kav in two square amas, if it's clear that it fell out, so maybe more than a kav in two square amas would also be considered, would be considered lost.
Four square amas.
Four square amas, 2 square meters, I keep saying. 4 square amas, correct, thank you. Ve'i derech hinuach, and if it's clear that it was put down in a very particular way, look at Rashi, derech hinuach, it's atid lachzor v'litlan, it's clear the guy who left them is coming to fetch them, like it's a nice, neat pile. So now, filu batzim yachinami lo, then even less than a kav, or less than this area, was a kav in a smaller area, or less than a kav, even in a big area, but it's clear that it was nicely put, and you can't say it's lost. So when it says Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, we say that the Mishnah says spread out, but you have to use a bit of brains over here. You can't just walk up and say, ah, it's a liter over a kav. But if it's nicely placed, you know, like in a nice big round circle or something, then it's clear the guy's coming to fetch it, and vice versa. If it's just sprawled all over the show, then the measures aren't necessarily significant. So Amr Rav Ukva Bar Chama, says, no, what are we speaking about over here? But Machnashta de Bei Dariaskinan says, you're right, when our Mishnah said specifically a kav in that area, it was talking about a particular set of circumstances. What are they? Look at Rashi. But Machnashta Beshat Asefat Granot, we're talking about now where you bringing all your produce into the threshing floor. Right? V'kan dashan balehen, they come in to thresh them. V'nasu et aikar, v'notru eli, they took the main ones and these ones they left behind. And that's when we say, if it's just, when is it the leftovers that the guy is interested in? If it seems like a measure about a liter spread over four square amas, say he wasn't coming to bother them, get them again. He's busy all the other stuff with all the other projects he's got. But in any other set of circumstances, you'd have to use your brains and say, does it look like the guy lost it? Does it look like he's coming to get it? If it looked like he's coming to get it, even though it's 1 liter over square, one kav over 4 amas, don't take it, right? And vice versa. So then he says, "But machlashne be daraskinan kav arba amot." Now, so what's the rationale now for this? If it's a kav ba arma, 1 kav spread out over 4 amas, so then the nafish tarchayu, it's a mission. It's a lot of work to come and start gathering up all this stuff. Rashi says, "The kav together, all together." Lo tarichinish velo hader ati v'shakenei. So therefore, he's not planning on coming back. It's too much work. He's busy with all the other stuff at that time of the season. And afkure mafkenei, he's mafkenei, it's hefke taken. And on the other hand, batzim miachi, if it's less than that, right? Rashi says, "Maya psuran bepachot miken." If it's less than that, area spread out. So then torech v'hader ati v'shakenei velo mafkenei. It's not a big deal to come if it's just spread out over a half amma. So it's all together. And it's lying around. He'll come and just gather up and get it and pick it up and go home again. So that's what he says. That's why that measure is relevant in that context of guys that are busy at the threshing floor, bringing all their produce to be ground, etc. And we say that this he'll waste his time picking it up. This he won't waste his time picking it up. So now that we've got a guideline, Rav Yirmiyah asks a couple of questions, a whole bunch of questions. Okay, and we already know when these questions start where the answer is. Okay, but I already spoiled you all and given the answer, but. So now comes Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this. What about chatzi kav v'shtei amot mahu? So we said 1 kav in 4 amas. What about half a kav in 2 amas, which is proportional? Right? Kav ba'arba amot, we said, why? What should we do with kav ba'arba amot? We should have the nafish tarcha. It's a big mission to come get it back. Maybe chatzi kav v'shtei amas, kav v'lo nafish tarcha, you lo mafkileu. Maybe now if it's half that amount in half the space, even though it's the same ratio, but a kav in 4 amas is a big job to put it all together. But a half a kav in 2 amas might not be a big job. And the guy, why won't he mafkir and he'll come back and fetch it? Or Dilma, maybe not. Mishum de lo chashavi. Chashivi is not important enough. And kol shekain, the Mishra Shatz adds in there. V'chatzi kav b'shtei amas. Kavin de lo chashivi mafkir. And therefore, if a kav wasn't important to waste time coming back to fetch it, so half a kav is definitely not worth it, even though it's in a smaller space. It's not worth this time to come back and pick it up. So definitely mehefka. Right? So we haven't done, we don't have an answer, right, with regards to half a kav. We're given 2 possibilities. Either it's not a big deal and therefore you'll get it, or maybe it's just worth it that you won't come and get it. Although, what about a kabayim b'shmone amas? Double the amount now in double the space. Mahu. Kav, what we said, tell me what was the reason we were coming away that time with one kav, mishum de nafish tarchayu, because it's a big job. So therefore, kosha can kabayim b'shmone amot, kam de nafish tarchayu tfei mafkileu. So now, two kav in 8 square amas is a much bigger job. So he's certainly going to mafkin no waste time coming back to fetch it. Or Dilma, or maybe not. Mishum de lo chashive. The one kav wasn't so important. It wasn't worth the effort. But kabayim, in shmona amas, but now there's already two double the amount. Kevin de chashive, maybe lo mafke, even though it's a bigger amount and it's a bigger work, it's worth more money, double the money. He's going to come back and fetch it. So that was when we were speaking about a kav of the same sorts of produce, which we related that to in the threshing floor. So talk about like wheat produce, etc., or grains, whatever. But what about a kav of shum shemin ba'arba amot, sesame seeds, right? In the same, also a kav of sesame seeds in 4 amas. Kav ba'arba amot, we said, what was the reason we didn't want to come back and fetch tamim shum lo chashivi? It wasn't so important. It wasn't worth anything. But shumsh, on the other hand, sesame, kavan de chashivi. Maybe it's expensive and worth much more money, this. So even though it's the same ratio of a kav to 4 amas, lo mafkila, he's not going to give it up in such a hurry. He's happy to come and waste his time picking up the sesame. Or deal, maybe shum de nafish tarchayu. Maybe on the other hand, grains which are a mission to pick up, the kosher came shumshamin, the kavan de nafish tarchayu tvei, it's a hell of a lot harder to try and pick up sesame seeds all over the show, right? Unless you've got a good broom and a good ya'eh, whatever the case is, or lots of people to help you. So definitely mafkileu. So then let's ask the question like this. What about kav tamare? A kav of pomegranates. Of dates, sorry, dates. I always get confused. Tamare is dates, right? Something of dates. So kav or kav rimonim or pomegranates. Yeah, well, ba'arba amot. What about that? Kav amam tamay. What we say the reason tam in 4 amas was mishum lo chashiv wasn't so important, but kav tamri ba'arba amot or kav ba'arba amot kavan de nami kavan lo chashiv. That one's also important. They therefore mafkilei or deal mishum de nefisha tarchayu v'kav ba'arba amot v'kav ba'arba amot kavan lo nefisha tarchayu lo mafkilei. On the other hand, picking up dates or picking up pomegranates, not a big deal, because dates are easy. They're big. Pomegranates are big. It's not such a big deal to pick them up. They might not be a big deal. So you know they aren't chashiv like sesame, right? They're not so big deal to pick up. Maybe you will come and pick them up. There wouldn't be mafkir hefka. My, the Gemara says on all of these things, teiku.
Okay. So that is the first take we've had in Baba Metzia. I remember Aryeh's calculation, but do you remember?
Aryeh, how many
calculations? How frequently?
You said about every 40 daf or something. I think we said that there was a teiku every 40 daf or something.
Oh, 40 daf?
Okay. I think so.
I thought it was like 10 or something.
Maybe you're right.
I don't remember.
Maybe you're right. I think Aryeh sent it to the Daf Yomi group, right? Let's see if we can find it quickly.
One question I've got here.
Yeah. Listening there.
Is a ma'ot befuzarot. Because we said that coins don't have a siman. So what's the difference if they spread out or not spread out?
Because the way that they packed in itself could be the siman. I think that's the idea.
Maybe
I think that if the money was stacked in a certain way, so then that becomes the siman. And I think Ari just mentioned it to him. I don't know, but Ari, I thought he was, yeah, but I can't hear. Not okay. So,
I'm saying this is because Beirut, they're all the same. So there's obviously no specific siman.
But even the Beirut, we said that if they stacked in a certain way, no, it's clear the guys can't get their backs. So I'm saying that makes it into a siman. Okay.
Yeah.
So now Itmar. Now we get on to the question of Yehu Shelomi Da'at. Okay. So now this whole Mishnah, what was the whole idea of the Mishnah? The whole idea behind the Mishnah was that because there's no siman, so therefore we can likely conclude that the guy abandoned hope of finding it. And let's be honest, anybody who's ever lost a 200 shekel note and doesn't know the serial number, okay, let's qualify that, he normally gives up, doesn't really believe he's going to find it. You do sometimes find it, by the way. There's not a fear muzzle and you find the money. But most times the Muslim, you find somebody else's money. That's normally the matter when you're walking in the street and you find somebody else's money. Very seldom do you...
Or in your jacket pocket.
Or in your jacket
pocket.
No, you're unaware that you've lost it. No, sometimes you can be aware. Sometimes you could have money, you know you've got money, and you suddenly put it into your pocket, and where's your...
You thought you had money.
Has it never been there? Okay, well, I mean, most people who think they've got money, now they've got money. I think most people...
As long as it's not there, you haven't got it.
Okay, but then you never knew you lost it. So then you have to worry about being mityaish. So you only mityaish about something that you know. Right, you don't walk around and say, I lost $1 million, fell out of my car this morning. I never even knew I had it, but I lost it. You know what? I'm with Yaish. Somebody finds that lucky. Now, but Yaish Shelomidat means that you don't yet know that you lost it. You haven't discovered it yet. For example, you've got a whole bunch of coins in your pocket and rattling around. We'll see the Gemara discussed in a moment. And when you get home, you discover that you lost them. And in the meantime, 5 hours ago, somebody else found them. Now, at the time that he found them, you don't yet know that you lost them. In fact, it's an amazing thing. I saw, where did I see it? Let me think now, because I read about this. Give me a moment. It could have been in the Duff notes. It could have been in the Duff notes. Could be in the Duff notes where there's somebody who wanted to say, the Rivet, yes, I saw it in the Duff notes. Okay, it's worth mentioning. Good point. The Rivet wants to say that Yael Shalomidat, the machloket between Rava and Abaya, we'll see it just now, is actually a machloket of Breira. Right? What's Breira? Remember, Breira is that retroactively what you intended to happen happened. So, for example, with the case of Rabbi Gamliel, when they were on the boat, and he wants to give a Mafrish Truma, right? So he says, from there, I'm getting at the chumah, and that's the or you've got a barrel of wine, and you haven't got a vessel to pour it into. So you say that I'm mafreshing the chumah, and when you finish drinking the wine, the last liter that stayed behind is your chumah. Now, how did you know that was the chumah? Could we say, Breira, that the last liter is what you intended to be the chumah, correct? As a machlok, we say Breira or not. The Ravid says that's exactly the machlok between Rav and Abaya. Well, do we say Breira or not? What does Breira mean? When you get home and you realize that you lost the money, so do we say, that's the money that I lost then, and I knew that I lost it then, and therefore that money that was found is the money that I lost. Okay, an idea like that. But that's the idea of Yael Shelomidat. What's Yael Shelomidat? At the time that somebody finds it, the guy who lost it doesn't even know that he lost it. He's going to discover that he lost it. But do we say that now, before he even knows that he lost it, because we know that when he discovers that he lost it, he's going to be mityaish? So we can rightfully conduct ourselves as he was already mityaish. If I find money on the floor, even though the guy hasn't discovered he lost the money yet, I can take it. Why? Because in 3 hours' time, when he discovers that he lost it, he's going to be mityaish. So what's the difference? Why wait for the 3 hours? I can take it down.
The Mishnah doesn't reference Yeish at all.
The Mishnah doesn't reference Yeish at all.
Coins or coins are lost, you find them. Exactly. Yours.
But Rashi, if you look, Rashi all the time in the Mishnah, Rashi throughout the Mishnah mentioned a couple of times that he said it was hef. Look at the very first Rashi, or the second Rashi in the Mishnah, where we said there, Ma'ot Mefuzarot, my father's example. Go back to that second Rashi there. He said, Hoyel Va'en Lem Siman Nikar. Since there isn't a recognizable sign, right, which you can claim that money on, Iushi Meyaesh. The person is Mityaesh, and therefore the fact that he was Mityaesh, Fabula Hefka. Vezehu Tam Kulam, says Rashi. Rashi says, so that's the underlying reason for this whole Mishnah. Without mentioning it, that's what the Mishnah is discussing. Without even realizing it, that's what the Mishnah mentioned. This is all because of Yaesh. Why is it Yaesh? Because it's not Siman. Okay, so now let's start. So Itmar. Got a machloket amoraim over here, and as we mentioned before we started the shiur, when we started the shiur, that is the first in Yael Kagam, right? We know the halacha is like Rava as a rule, except in 6 cases where the halacha is like Abaya. The first case that the Gemara mentions is Yael Shelomidat, halacha is like Abaya. So let's see, what does Abaya say? Yael Shelomidat.
I'll just ask it, it's not the first case, because the one in Gitin we already learned.
No, I'm the first one in the acronym.
I'm saying, but why don't they do it chronologically?
Because it's easy to go Yael Kagam. If we would have had you go in the order of the thing, you'd never remember it. Yeah, we don't know what they are, but at least we remember the acronym, right?
Okay.
That's
or maybe he started up,
he
only halfway through the cycle.
Yeah, so the first one in the acronym, Yeush Lo Midat. So look at Rashi over here. Davar Shestamo Yeush. What does it mean, Davar Shestamo Yeush? It's something which means Minastam. In the end of it, we can conclude that a guy's going to, it's something that you beat Yeush from, right? Look at Rashi says, Lekeshe Yeda Shenafal Mimenu. When he discovers that he lost it, however, when it was found, they don't yet know that it was that they'd lost it. So you found it, I didn't know that I lost it. So I wasn't yet mityaish when you found it. So when can you corner it from Hefka when I was mityaish? But I don't even know that I lost it yet. According to Selwyn, I don't even know that I had it. Right? To lose it even. Right? So that's what it's, that's the machloket. Yeush lo midat, Abaya Amar, lo have yeush. Abba says, I'm called Yeush, mister. You can't take it. Look at Rashi. Lo have Yeush. Lekan Facebook over. See right on the Bachok it is. Verava Amar, have Yeush. Rava says, what are you talking about? It's lost. The guy, in an hour's time, the guy's going to discover that he lost it. It's Pasha that he was abandoned from the moment that you had it. So the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara tries to fine tune the Machloket now. What is this Machloket? But Davash, because what's that Gemara's question if you ask me? Rava and Abaya are, let's be honest, they're not exactly our classic idiots, right? They're most quoted in the Alek Shas. They know what they're talking about. So if Rava says it is Yeush and Abaya says it isn't Yeush, Abaya's not a fool. Abaya knows at the end of the day the guy's going to give up hope. So what's it about? So the Gemara said like this. But Davash Yesh Bo Siman, if it's got a siman on it, a marking, which is clear, which you can claim from, Kula Amelo Plig, everybody agrees, both Abaya, both Rava, did all have a Yeush. No one's abandoning hope on a something's got a siman. So if you lost a watch, which in the back of the watch says, Dear Chaim, Mazel Tov on your 21st birthday, love from your mommy and daddy, Harry and Brenda. Everybody knows that if Chaim's mother is Harry and Brenda, and he can say, I lost my Patek Philippe watch, and it's engraved on the back, that's a siman. No one can say, I found a watch. The guy's never going to find a watch that looks like all other Patek Philippe's or that general model, and they're gone. V'afagav d'shma'ina d'miyayish lebasof. Right, even though at the end of the day, look at Rashi, l'achar shematzu ze v'klale d'yayush kagon d'amar v'ayilei l'cheshon kis. The guy died to share no ash mehen. Even we later on, we discover that the guy was with Yaesh. When you found it, that's lo have Yaesh. You can't say 3 months later, but look, he gave up hope in 3 months, 3 months later. So obviously it was mine from day one. No, it wasn't yours. Why? The chi'ate liyade, because when you took it, be'isurahu da'ate liyade. It was be'isur. Because it was a siman, you had obligations to go and do machachraza and try and help the guy find it. Mitzvah v'shavad aveda. So you can't say, but 3 months later, the guy gave up hope because no one ever told him that they found the watch, that now he was midyayish, that's yours. Okay, so that's pashut, no machloket. The chileyade denafa mine, lo miyayish, because even when at the moment that he discovered that he found it, that it was lost, lo miyash, never abandoned any hope. Why? Maybe, what did he say? Simana itli begaber. There's a siman, you have no simana, v'shakilne le'al, present the siman, I'll get it back. In other words, the guy didn't abandon hope. That is the machloket, and we can understand that. On the other hand, bezuto shel yam. Now, what's bezuto shel yam? Rashi avia, mekomot besvat hayam. If you're standing on the banks of the river, shterich hayam lachzor lachorav asar parsaot, chamisha asar parsaot pamayim b'yom. And the river's tide goes in and out twice a day. It goes back and forth, back and forth. And look at Rashi. V'shotef ma'ashe motzeh sham v'olech. And it takes everything that it found with it back into the river. Right? The waves of the current, the river, the sea, whatever it is. It's v'olech. Rashi, zuto means lashon godel v'shiru. It says lashon yevani. In Greek, k'moshe katvu azkainim l'talmei ha'melech. V'atzilei v'alzututai. I don't know. Big things, I don't know what he's talking about, but bottom line is like, we understand where Rashi explains it. So either you, the Zuto, in the sea there, the Zuto shall yam, not the river, you on the, you know, where the, like the tide, slipping back into the sea, or, Beshluli Loto shall nahar, or Rashi says, Vyasha good gadel, the Yotzeh chutz ligdotav, Beshulel shlav shtevanim, and the river, if the river over floods, right, like the banks flood, and slip everything on the sides of the river back into the water with it. So here, in a case like this, Afagav de itbei siman. Even if it's got a siman, Rachmane Sharye. The Torah says like this, it allows you to take it. Kedivin HaMemek, we'll see later on. So we got two situations over here. Even something with a siman, there's some situations where it's clear that you weren't mityayish, and there's some situations where the Torah says it's yours, even if it had a siman. Because nobody who loses their watch in the river or in the sea and the wave goes and takes it all the way back and washes out expects to ever find that watch again. Let's be honest. Now, even though people might find it, right? I'm not saying you never find it, but the question is what's going through the guy's mind when he loses it? As he sees that river running down or flooding the whole thing, and what's the bad example? But let's say he's got a jacket, a nice jacket, and it gets washed up. He doesn't even expect to find that jacket again. So key please, so that's not a machloket. The Gemara says, in other words, even with a siman, sometimes it's pashut, that is no use, and even Rava will say there's no use, and sometimes it's so pashut that even Abaye will say, with a siman, it is use. So the Gemara is like, it's key pligi. What's the machloket between Rav and Abaya? But Dava she'en bo siman. Where there's no siman. There's no sign on it. Abaya amalo avayayush. Daha lo yadid nafa minay. Abaya says in a case like this, there's no siman. Right? But as it fell, that moment that it fell before the guy himself realized that he hasn't lost it yet, there's no siman. And there's no yayush. But Rava amar hava yayush. Rava says, no, it is yavush. Why is it yayush, says Rava? Because when he will discover it eventually, Meyaesh is going to then give up hope. And what's he going to say? Meimar Amar, Siman lately begave, Mehashtahu de Meyaesh. Right? That he says at the end of the day, there's no Siman. Nobody is going to know, they're going to help me give it back whatsoever. And look what Rashi says, Mehashtah Havayehu Sheharei Nafal, Vekashi Yodea Shuv Ein Da'ato Alav. So for the moment that he lost it, it's lost. So says Rabbi, listen. The moment the guy recognized that he lost it, it's lost. So what's the difference now or in 2 hours' time? Abaye says no. He doesn't yet know. See, if he doesn't yet know, there's in Banyush. Abaye is a bit of a purist here. He says, when do you kone out of Hefka? Only when the guy is mityayish. The Yeush moment is what converts it into Hefka. And that's why I think that the rival wants that it's like a Breira. Because at the moment that he sees that it's lost, he was already mityaesh from the moment that he lost it. Where Abaye says no. Until he knows that it's lost, he still thinks it's his. Even though he doesn't even know that it was lost, as far as he's concerned, it's his. And therefore you can't connect it until he's mityaesh, very, very technical. That's what I think.
Reminds me a bit of, I think it was in Baba Kama, where we have a sugya about I gain something and you don't, but you don't lose versus.
So there where we said that was Midat Zdom. We said, Hu lo ne ne, hu lo chaser. So that's what you're saying. Okay, interesting. So you're saying, Hu lo ne ne, hu lo chaser. In other words, but yeah, he is ne he ne.
Yeah, no, somebody's
ne ne. Right, right, right.
The other guy's
lo chaser. So that could be another, that could be another svara for Rava. Of our Rabbi says, have a Yayush. Because Rabbi says, what do we care? Okay, nice.
So it's a natural impact on whether it's retroactive or not. Because if it's not retroactive, so then it doesn't make a difference if you're machriz or not. But if it is, I mean, it's the other way around. If it is retroactive, it doesn't make a difference whether you're machriz or not. But if it's not retroactive, then there should be an obligation to machriz.
But there's no siman.
Okay, but I'm saying is if he finds that they done, if there's no siman or no siman, and he does it, and the owner doesn't have that, so he doesn't have yerush yet, and he machriz, then obviously you'll see the notice that you know found apples in the street. So I say, ah, I lost my apples.
But how's he gonna claim them? How's he gonna tell you that they? How's he gonna claim them from you that there was a siman? Why they're his? Why not somebody else? Why do we believe the guy now that they're his?
Because you're gone.
We never go on trust. I've got bad news for you. We have klalim. Amotzi mechaveru alav araya. Right? We bring aidim. We don't say, we trust you.
So then why machriz are the ben adam?
When there's a siman.
But it could be on the location or something like
that. Okay, maybe. Let's see how the Gemara develops. Maybe.
Okay, so then what's enough Kamina if it's not the case, if it's retroactive? And it's not retroactive.
Whether you can take it or you can't take it. Maybe you've got to leave it there.
But you don't
maybe know, you've got to put it in your. Maybe you've got to take it home and just not use it.
Well, how long?
Question. I don't know. because all good questions. Let's hope that we see all the answers in the rest of the parak. Remember all the questions. I'm serious, because these are, we have to try to answer them. I don't know. Okay, so let's carry on. So that's the now the Gemara starts bringing, hold it like you see, Asiman Pamgash Mimkatke, hold it Akashas now, to try and prove Rava. Interesting. Now, why do we want to try and prove that Rava's right? Because normally Rava's right. Normally Rava's right. That's correct, right?
Why don't you just believe him?
We don't believe anybody. We know that. We don't believe anybody.
You believe in Rava if he popped out here and told you.
Okay, so the Gemara now starts quoting our Mishnah. Look at our Mishnah. The Gemara's like, look at our Mishnah. Toshma parut with Uzarin. Halo yada denafa mine. Our Mishnah said fruits that fell out, they're yours, you can take them. And he doesn't know that he lost the fruits yet. So Gemara says, no. We had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, we already said, said, no, that's not a normal case. There we're talking about the time of the season, of the year, where it's at the threshing floor. And that was the reason why we said that the fruits got lost out. Right? Why is that? He says, the Aveda Midati. Why is that Aveda Midati? The Gemara says, no, it's not like Rava. It's Aveda Badat. How's it about that? Look at Rashi. Shelo naflu imenu umidat henicham hefka. They didn't fall. The guy chucked them away. Couldn't be bothered. He wasted them. Because I can have them from our Mishnah. Toshma, Amar, we were about money. We said money spread out. Harelo shelo. Amar, why are they yours? Halu yad naflu imenu. According to you, Abaya, they shouldn't be yours. He didn't even know that they fell out. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good point either. Why? Hatanami Rabbi Yitzchak. This is like Rabbi Yitzchak is in Baba Kama. Kuf Yutchev Rabbi Yitzchak say. You mentioned in a moment. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, Asui lemashmesh bekiso kol sha'a v'sha'a. A person, when he's got money in his pocket, he's always counting his money. All the time. Look at Rashi. V'kodem shematzo zeh noda lebali tamar v'etz. Hachanami. Adam asui lemashmesh bekiso kol sha'a v'sha'a. So to yen akes yen, that's our Mishnah. It wasn't a case of Shalomi Dad. The guy was counting his money in his pocket all the time. He read it by the time it got lost. In a few minutes, he discovered that he had lost it. That's why you could keep it. The Gemara brings another case in our Mishnah. What about Igulat Vela? We said this like fig bread. Or Kikarot Shel Nachtom. Or a loaf of bread of a baker. We said, Arelu Shelo, Amai. Valo Yadad Enafa. Again, he doesn't know that he lost it. The Gemara says, no, the same story. Hatam Nami. Agav Di Kare. Rashi, since they're heavy, right? Bundles of bread or loaves of bread or cakes of figs. Made a yadabo, he straight away realized that he had lost them. It's not true. According to this, our Mishnah is not talking about a guy who never knew. Why was he mitya'esh? Because he knew. How did he know? You're carrying 10 loaves of bread and suddenly you got one loaf of bread. Suddenly, why is the packet so light? You look down, you see a big hole in the bottom of the packet. You lost them. Toshma, another one in our Mishnah says, what about Lishnot Shalag Gaman? This, what do you say? Crimson, strands of crimson. Har Elusha, we said the Mishnah said they're his. Va'amai. Hard enough, and they never knew. The one said, no, so too. Hatam Nami, Agab de Chashime. Since these things are important to him, Mishmushe Mamash Meshbehu, Ugrab Yitzchak, Samad Rab Yitzchak, counting the money. He was always checking on them, and he straight away discovered that he had lost them. The Gemara brings another one. This is quoted number 5. Toshwa Amoti Mad, Rebate Knisot, Rebate Midrashot. This is a bright letter from our Mishnah. What about a person who finds money in a shul or in a bet midrash, or Bechomakom Shomim Vitzum, or any public place, or the bride says they're his? And the bride says, what's the reason? The bride gives us a reason. Mishum, Mipnei Sha Bali, Mityashim, Mim. Because the Bali Mityash, but why? For Halo Yadad Enafa Minei. He never knew that he had been lost then. The Gemara says, no, same thing, Rabbi Yitzchak. Adam Ashur, Mashmash, Bekisol, Bechol Sha. Money, guys are checking up all the time. So basically, we're showing slowly that really our Mishnah supports Abaya. Because in all these cases, why is it Hefka? Because the guy knew about them. Why? Either because it's money, because it's valuable, because it's heavy, because it's big. And he knew. He never just discovered later on. Another case number 6. So wait, yeah, let's try finish quickly. Question number 6.
Question number 6.
Mamatak same. Now, this is a bit more complicated, right? We saw this the other day. We saw that our Gemara recently used leket shichah bepeya. Remember, we discussed in the Mushim about had this whole thing. We already given a lot of background in the last parak. We said that eventually that the fields after the Nemushim, we'll see what Nemushim were, but Nemushim we said were like either the older ones who went to Shalom, the very poor ones, whatever, have already gone through the fields a couple of times. So then look at the leket, Misha Yalchu ba Nemushot. Right, so what about the leket? The leket, once the Nemushot have already gone through the field, then it becomes Hefka. Vamrina, we said, my Nemushot, what Nemushot? Rabbi Yochanan said, Sabada Azle Atigra. Old poor people who walk on their walking sticks very slowly, and they see every single grain. He says, right? In Yeshayah, machine walk, and they don't, abandon it. That was Yeshua, right? Lo yamushu mi pia ohel. Lo yamush, give me the pasuk there. But Yeshua nar lo yamush, right? Something like that. The pasuk that says he never left the head tent, Moshe's tent. So that's the nemushim. They never leave anything. Reish Lakish says, no, likute bata likute. He says, no, it's like a second collection. Lashon Mushur, he says, kemo lo yamish, shenotlinu mashin hako milifnein. God, the people are very meticulous. So now the question is, v'amai? How come it becomes Hefkel? Rashi, I Yeush lo mida'at lav Yeushu. If we say that there's no Yeush, that there's no Yeush shelo mida'at, like Abaya says, so then why is this leket that often the Mushim becomes Hefkel? Nehid anim da'achem miyashe. We understand that the local poor guys have abandoned hope on finding anything there because they know that the local guys have already cleaned the place out. But the anim from other towns, they don't know yet that that this place has been cleaned out. They haven't been mityayesh yet. They're just hoping to come into this town and to go find some stuff gathered up. And that's Yehush lo midat. So how can you take it away from them? So Amar says, no. Kevan de ikanim acha. They know that there are poor people here. And henech mikari yusha miyayesh. And so therefore, those guys in the other towns have already given up hope before even getting here. Right, Amre Anim Dhatam Melaktele. They know that that place is taken up. They never even had intentions to go there with Midyash from day one. That's why Leket Shechem Paya. Once the Nemushim have gone, it's called. It's everybody's Miyash. The locals know it's already been cleaned out, and the guys from afar don't even waste their time because they know the locals are going to clean it out even before they started working there. Okay, now still all supporting Abay. Another one, number seven, Toshma, Ktsiot. So now you've got these Baderech, Vafilu Betzat Zadeh. So you've got Rashi says Te'enim shekotzatzin otam beizmel. So you've got figs that you cut them like with a bit of a chisel or something. Umoel shelahen zav v'shotchan besadeh liyavesh, and the liquid drips out to dry out. Right, umoel shelahen zav v'shotchan, and you've left them out in the fields to dry them out because they're very liquidy. So you put them out in the baderech. So you've got these figs on the way. Vafilu betzad, even on the side of a field, right? Even if vafilu betzad sadeh ketziot, even if they're on the side of a fig field, in other words, it's pasha to you that they come from that field. V'chein teina, and so to a fig itself. Hanotel aderech u'matzad tenim tachteh. So a fig tree, v'chein teina is a tree, fig tree that's reaching out the branches over the way. And you've got figs on the floor underneath them, right? Mutarot mishum gezel. You got to take them, but no gezel. Upturot mina maser, and the hefker have to take maser. On the other hand, bezeitim ubecharuvim, if it's olives or carob, there it's asur. Right? So the Gemara says, Bishlom reisha labaya lo kashia. Agav de chashive, mamesh behu. Says over here, now this brighter which we're quoting over here, if you're on the way and you see these figs that are being dried out, or a tate tree, right? He says, the reisha, you know what, let's stop over here. We'll carry on with this tomorrow.